USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky has declared a state of emergency because of more severe weather. Governor Andy Beshear issuing an emergency declaration on Saturday due to heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail, and tornadoes. Beshear said it was devastating that Kentucky is once again experiencing severe weather just weeks after deadly tornadoes tore through the state. The United States Army is paying tribute to the late Betty White. In a statement, the Army saying they were saddened by her death. The TV icon died Friday at her home in Los Angeles at the age of 99. The U.S. Army calling her a true legend, not just for being an actress, but for also having served during World War II as a member of the American Women's Voluntary Services. White dying just a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The uptick in COVID-19 cases have some schools going back to virtual learning.
With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Federal aid is on the way to help those affected by the Colorado wildfire. President Biden approving a disaster declaration on Saturday for those impacted by a massive wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes north of Denver. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Despite rising COVID-19 cases, many pediatricians argue parents should send their children back to school after the Christmas break. Colds and flus are respiratory illnesses that circulate commonly around schools every winter, and more pediatricians are starting to concede that strains of COVID-19 could be added to the mix. Dr. Jill Garipoli-Petalino tells CNN, although we are seeing an uptick in cases among school-aged children, they are relatively mild.
Over the past couple of weeks, my colleagues and I across the United States have been seeing an incredible uptick in positive cases in the children, and 5 million children have been positive to COVID since the pandemic began, 2.5 million of them over the past 3 months. So it's been incredibly different with this Omicron variant. You know, with the variants mutating and having more mutations to them, it's causing, more effect on the children, and there are more hospitalizations. Thankfully, the cases in healthy children are relatively mild, with fever, upper respiratory symptoms, and they're recovering nicely, thank goodness.
Week 17 of the NFL season kicks off at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The early games highlighted by the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Meanwhile, the late games include the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Arizona Cardinals. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.